the book Hebrews, part 3. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. So to require any of the books which I've written, especially the book What is Your God's Name? You can see it on the right hand side of me. What is Your God's Name? It's an A5 book, 500 pages plus. Couple of years worth of research in that book, and discover the name of your God. A lot of people doesn't know the God's name. Actually, we were discussing it yesterday morning, just before we concluded, and we're going to continue just now. Should you require any of the information, contact us at our WhatsApp, plus 27 international code 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are to participate in our study. You are very, very welcome. Please go to part one. Start from the beginning. You have already missed quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to get the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Please share this with your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready, a notepad and a pen. So, because we are busy with Bible study. It's very important to note that we do not associate ourselves with the following people: the Messianic groups, Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yom movement. We're not part of the Jehovah's Witness or Seventh-day Adventists. Instead, we do not belong to any church, denomination, or organization in the world. We are only an end-time Bible study group. Everybody is functioning on its own, doing their own Bible studies. All right. We are using the ancient original Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, the one that you can't find in the world. It's not in one bookshop in the whole of the world. I have a couple of copies. Should you require one, you can contact us anytime. It is one of the oldest Hebrew Sacred Name, the original Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, the 1816 version of Dr. Joseph Leon Trotsenham. Is the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you can ever lay your hands on. In this Bible, the name of Jesus was originally Yahushua. The name of God was originally Elohim of Hashem. The name of the Lord was originally Yaffa. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. And we do not refer to ourselves as Christians, but we refer to ourselves as Yahvists, according to 1 Peter 4, verse 16. Welcome to Breakfast with Provanas. I trust that this study this morning is going to be a real blessing to you. In the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. We're going to continue where we left off yesterday morning, the steadfastness of the book Hebrews in these last days. Now, we were busy talking about baptizing or immersing, where we found that not one place in any Bible where they immersed in the name of the Father, or the titles Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Every time in the name of the 1611 King James Bible, New King James, in the name of Jesus Christ to remission of their sin. Now, the name Jesus Christ never existed, because there was never a letter J up to the 16th century. Instead, 1524 to be exactly, then only was the letter J created, and then was the name Jesus formed. Before, it was Isis, which means sun god, Nimrod, Ra, Zeus. Go to the study, What is Your God's Name? Start with part one. Just do it for fun. And you will get hooked onto it, realizing what the Roman Catholic Church has done over a period of 2,000 years with the revelation names, Hebrew sacred names, where Yahweh, through the Ruach HaKodesh, in the age of grace, came and revealed it again unto the bride of Yahushua. So, what does Apostle Peter does on the day of Pentecost? He remembers that Yahushua said, go immerse in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Not one of them immersed everyone who immerses people immerses them in the name of Yahushua to remission of their sins. Acts 2:36-38. The people ask Apostle Peter, what must he do? He says, repent and let every one of you be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. He says, and those that accepted the word were immersed. 3,000 people came to repentance and were immersed on the day of Pentecost. The biggest immersing service ever I know of. 3,000. Somebody asked me, how can Peter baptize 3,000 people? Bible doesn't say Peter has immersed them or baptized them. There were the other apostles. They did it. They helped him. And you don't need to be an apostle to, or even a pastor to baptize anybody. If there's nobody else that can immerse you, you can even immerse yourself in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sins. Hallelujah. So throughout, and then we find in Acts 19, verse 1 to 6, Apostle Paul finds people and he asks them, how were you immersed? They say it's in the immersion or the baptism of of John the Immerser. He says, but he couldn't immerse with the forgiveness of sin. He could only immerse him in the name of Yahushua, because the forgiveness of sin only came after Yahushua died. And they said they were re-immersed in the name of Yahushua. Go read Acts 19, verse 1 to 6. And you can go read Galatians 3:26-29. You can go read Romans 6, verse 1 to 12. That's how we can carry on. People who have been born again. John 3, verse 1 to 12. What is immersing? It's making one being born again. The guy on the cross, was he born again that died next to Yahushua? No, he wasn't born again. But he went to heaven, Yahushua, because he came to repentance, hanging on the cross. He accepted Yahushua. That can take you to paradise. Paradise is in third heaven. Bible teaches paradise is in heaven. It was never on earth. Church taught us paradise. The Garden of Eden, paradise. No, it's not the same place. Paradise, 3 times in the Bible is mentioned. Every time in heaven. Yahushua said to the guy on his right hand, today, verily I say unto you, you will be with me in paradise. Apostle Paul says heaven is in third heaven. Our paradise is in third heaven. So accepting Yahushua will take you to paradise. That is where the marriage feast is going to happen between the bride and the bridegroom. Those people who were not immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of their sins, putting on their wedding garment. Look at Galatians 3:26-29. He says, those who were immersed have put on Yahushua. There's one teaching, there's one translation that says, they put on the wedding garment. That's a nice one. They put on the wedding garment. So what do? We come to repentance, turn away from sin, being immersed. Why is it necessary to be immersed in water, in the remission of your sin, in the name of Yahushua? Because it's a grave, it's a water grave. Hebrews 6:1-12. It's a water grave. The old man of sin is buried. The new person in Yahushua has been risen. We grow equal with Yahushua according to his word. So, through the New Testament, I'm going to just read that last paragraph. Throughout the book Hebrews, we will have to do certain comparisons and illustration. This is what we've done now. So what did we have here now? We have the backbone, immersing in the name of Yahushua, being renewed, by our mind, not by our circumcision, by our flesh. Taking us away from the 613 laws, which was demolished. We're going to read it, Hebrews 7. You can go read Hebrews 7 in the meantime if you want to. You will see the 613 laws was demolished because of their worthlessness. They had their time. They were redundant. I'm putting it strong here. Because you can't have two testaments. The one must die for the other one to exist. The Old Testament had to die with his 613 laws to be able to function in the blood of Yahushua. And this is where most people is battling today. These Hebrew roots people, and they want to stand with their one feet in the Old Testament and the other feet in the New Testament, and there's different, and the same with the Yah movement and the Hebrew sacred name movement. They want to obtain, they want to hold to the 613 laws, which is the Sabbath and the Ten Commandments, and we are set free of it. We function through the blood of Yahushua. That's the New Testament. We know the Old Testament is part of the foundation taking us to eternity, to the New Testament. But our redemption today is not in one sacrificial occasion of an animal, a dove, or a lamb, or anything. Our eternal life, the guarantee of our eternal life, is through the redemption blood of Yahushua. Throughout the book of Hebrews, we will have to compare certain, or we have to do certain comparisons and illustrations between the Old Testament and the New Testament in order to come to the revelation word of Yahweh Elohim. Now, here we already see, just by comparing, the instruction that Yahushua gave his disciples, his apostles: go immerse in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You see, it's in the original text, when the Textus Receptus text was written by Desiderius Erasmus, 1522, he was a Roman Catholic who had access to the Vatican's library and the Pergament rolls. When he came to Matthew 28:9, there it was torn out. It was redundant. It was, if I say redundant, it was surfaced away. It was torn out. It was not available. So what did the Catholic Church do? It took each part of its theological part of baptizing people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they gave that to Desiderius Erasmus. The original word are accepted to say it only said immersed in the name. In the name. Not names. Single name. The name Yahushua. Because if you immerse in the name of Yahushua, you are immersing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But now you are true to the word. And it's not titles. A title is like Mr., Uncle, Nephew, Teacher, Policeman, Constable. Those are all titles. Lawyers, Your Honor, the Judge, that's titles. Father and Son, Holy Spirit, same title. It's titles, it's not names. And that's why we need to be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of our sins. We're going to touch on immersing two or three times as we go along. It's not when we have discussed something but we just leave it. Later on it will come up. And I'm very set in the leading and the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. If I feel that the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, is directing my teaching or message in a different direction to the notes that I've made, then I follow the Ruach HaKodesh, because he's got a plan. Yahweh's got a plan with it further on. And again, we will come in further on and we will continue where we left off. So, we are going to make comparisons and use illustrations and metaphors between the Old Testament and the New Testament in order to receive the revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim. It is so important. We will find, as the bride of Yahushua, that according to the book Hebrews, is a reward of everlasting life. Hallelujah. There's a reward of everlasting life according to the New Testament, through the redemption blood of Yahushua, for those who endures till the end of life, who has made the winning post. Not coming second, being second, mean you're the first one to lose. As part of the bride of Yahushua, we find that most of the apostles of Yahushua died a martyr's death. They did. They all were persecuted. And there will come a time when the bride of Yahushua is going to be persecuted on earth. It's coming. The microchip implant, Revelation 16, Revelation 13, verse 16 to 18. The microchip on the right hand forehead is coming. We're moving in that direction. Where nobody will be able to buy or sell without the mark on the right hand and forehead. Time has caught up with us. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Yahweh's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.